Hello, welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Akev. This week, Neiman Novetzky discusses Akev. Neiman Novetzky is a member of the Pardes faculty. And now, Neiman Novetzky.
Thank you, Larry. One of the recurring themes in Moshe's speech at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim is that of Hakarat HaTov, literally translated as recognition of good, or perhaps what we might call gratitude. The concept comes up in chapter 6, and again in our parsha, Parashat Ekev, in chapter 8, where Hashem tells the nation that he's going to be bringing them into a good land, an Eretz Chita U'Se'ora, V'Gefen U'Te'ina V'Rimon, Eretz Zeit Shemen U'Dvash, a land of the seven species, Eretz Asher Lo B'Miskinot Tocha Balechem, a land in which they don't have to worry about finding food, a land that will be full of plenty, and remind them that when they get into this land, they should remember Hashem. And he tells them, "Va'achalta v'savata uvirachta et Hashem elokacha al ha'aretz tova asher natanach." And you shall eat, and you will be satisfied, and you shall bless the God who took you into this land. It's this concept of a bracha, a blessing, that I want to devote this podcast to. From the context of our chapter, the word uvirachta seems to mean to bless God in the sense of expressing gratitude for what he has given us. We have eaten, we must say thank you. The very same root, though, occurs at the very beginning of the parsha in a slightly different context with apparently a different meaning. There, Hashem too is talking about bring us into the land, and he says, va'ehyabcha uvirachacha viherbecha uberach pri bitnecha upri admatcha. Hashem will love you and bless you, and he will bless the fruit of your womb. Baruch tiyeh mikol ha'amim. Blessed shall you be amongst all the nations. Here, the word blessing doesn't seem to mean gratitude at all. There's no discussion of Hashem thanking us, but rather Hashem giving us, Hashem blessing us in the sense of giving us something good. So what is a bracha? What is a blessing? Is it gratitude or is it giving? And perhaps most importantly, what does it mean to bless God? Most commentators discuss the issue in the beginning of Sefer Bereishit, where the root first comes up. And almost all of them, that I looked at least, seem to explain the word to mean abundance of some sort. Thus, Ibn Ezra on chapter 2 there suggests that the word means an additional good. Whereas Rav David Tzvi Hoffman says that in Arabic, the root barach means to widen, and thus it means to give more of something, again, some sort of abundance. Rashi, talking about the bracha of Shabbat, says, what does it mean that Shabbat was blessed? It was blessed with 2 times the amount of manna that the people received on Friday. Again, a blessing is giving more of something. But if this is what it means, what then does it mean to bless Hashem? What can he possibly be lacking that we can give him? How can a mere human give God anything anyway? The Sefer HaChinuch addresses this question. The book is a book that is written by an anonymous author in which he goes through every parsha in the Torah, listing all of the various commandments in each parsha and explaining both their source, some of the laws, and perhaps most importantly for us, the logic behind them. But the book was apparently written for his son and might have come out of learning that the two did together. Thus, on the mitzvah of Birkat HaMazon, of the grace after meals, he says, "Halo higadati lecha b'ni. Have I not told you, my son? Ki l'Hashem baruch hu kol ha-kavod v'ha-hod, v'chol ha-tov, v'chol ha-chachma, v'chol ha-yecholet, v'chol ha-bracha." He says, I've told you already that Hashem, he has all of the honor, all of the glory, the good, the wisdom, all of the abilities, all of the blessings. V'divrei ben adam v'chol ma'asehu, in tov v'imra, and the matters of man and all of his deeds, whether good or bad, lo yosif v'lo yigra, they can't add to God or subtract from him. Al kein tzaricha tal avchin, ki ba'amrenu tamid b'brachot baruch ata Hashem. Thus he says, when we see the words in a bracha, baruch ata Hashem, in ha-mashma'ut l'fi ha-domeh lo-hosif bracha b'mi she'enenu tzarich l'shum tosefet chalila. It can't possibly mean that we are trying to add some sort of blessing to he who does not need any additions. Ki hu ha'adon alakol, because God is master of all, V'chol ha-brachot hu mechadesh otan u'mamtzim me'ayim. He says, and all of the brachot, he is the one who makes them, and he is the one who creates them from nothing. So the Sefer HaChinuch asks our question, how could a man possibly bless God? If God is everything, if God is perfect, if God has it all, if God is the source of all brachot, of all blessings, then what could it possibly mean to give God more, to give him a blessing of any abundance of any sort? Abai Brunel would seem to agree that it's impossible to bless God in this sense, because when he discusses the meaning of the word bracha in the context of Berkat Kohanim, in the context of the blessing of the priest, he says that actually the word bracha has three different meanings depending on who is the person who is doing the act of blessing. He says, "V'ani kfar katafti apasuk v'yihi ki zaken Yitzchak," and I already wrote on the bracha on the verse referring to Yitzchak's becoming old and giving brachot to his children. "Shabracha shem mishutaf." He says the word bracha is a noun that has several different meanings. "Ki yesh mimena mehashem yitbarach l'nivrav." Sometimes the source of the blessing is God. God is giving a blessing to those whom he created. "Fihi hashpa'a v'hatava." And if so, in that case, it's some types of a giving of good to the other. "Kimo she'ne'emar v'hashem berach et Avraham bakol." As it says, and God blessed Avraham with all. "Berkat Hashem hitashir." The blessing of God makes one rich. That's one type of a bracha. When God gives a bracha to his creations, it's a giving of good. "V'yesh bracha shehi mehanivra'im elav." There's a different bracha, though, which is from the creations to God. "V'hi hilul v'shevach." And he says, and when we talk about a human giving a bracha to Hashem, that means praise. "Kemo v'yivarech David et Hashem, avracha et Hashem bakol." As is the case when David gives a bracha to Hashem and he sings an entire song of praise, he says, thus, the second type of a bracha, when the subject of the bracha, the person giving the bracha, is a human and he gives it to God, that is no longer a granting of good, but rather a recognition of good, a saying thank you, a praise. He says there's a third type of bracha. "V'yesh bracha shehi ha-minivra'im k'tzatam l'k'tzatam." Says the third type of blessing is when one creature gives a blessing to another, when one human blesses another human. "V'hi eina shefa kemo brachat Hashem." This is not an abundance that God is giving, nor shavach v'hoda'a kibrakat tabuim l'borei, nor is it giving some type of a praise like when a creature blesses God. "Aval tfila u'bakashat rachamim al hamitbarech." He says, really, when a person blesses another, since they don't really have the ability to ensure that that blessing can come true, if I say, may you be blessed with health and happiness, it's really not in my hands to give another health and happiness. So what am I doing? What I'm doing is neither praise nor the giving of good, but rather prayer. I'm asking God that he grant the person whatever it is that I bless them with. So for Abai Brunel, really, a bracha has three different meanings. It could be praise, it could be a bestowing of good, or it could be a prayer. And when a person blesses God, it is not a bestowing of good, but rather just an expression of thanksgiving. Sefer HaChinuch, in answering his own question, prefers, unlike Abai Brunel, to try to find a more consistent understanding of the term. Even though Abai Brunel makes a lot of sense in the way that we use the words, it would be nice if one can see the word bracha mean the same thing in all cases. How could a word mean thanksgiving and blessing at the same time? And so he says, "Yadua hadavar mefursam ki Hashem Baruch Hu po'el kol hanimtza." It is known that God does all. He's the active one. "Ubarah adam v'shlito al ha'aretz." He created man. He made him rule the land. "Umibudotav Baruch Hu shehu rav chesed v'hu chafetz b'tovat b'yotav." And we know that one of his midot, one of his attributes, is that he is full of mercy and he wants the good of his creations. "Nomar shenyan habracha," and thus we will say that the matter of a bracha, a blessing, sha'ono mim lefanav, that we say before God, "inenu rak hazkara le'orer nafshenu b'divrei finu." He says it's really meant to go and awaken our own souls to what it is that we are saying. "Ki hu ha-mivorach u'mivorach yichlo kol hatavot." And that what we are saying is that he is blessed and that he includes all of the goods. And from awakening this feeling in our souls, that will lead us to thank him because we recognize that all the good is within him. What we are in essence doing is thanking him because he includes all of the brachot. What the Sefer HaChinuch is saying, I think, is that when one makes a bracha to God, it's not so much a thanking, nor is it giving a blessing to Hashem, but rather it's a recognition that God is blessed, that God is the source of all blessing. This is Hakarat HaTov in its literal sense, a recognition of good, a recognition of good that then leads to gratitude. But when I say Baruch Ata Hashem, I'm not giving God anything. I am rather saying Baruch Ata, this is an adjective. You are blessed. You are one who is the source of all blessing. So for the Sefer HaChinuch, the word bracha does have the same meaning, whether it's in the direction of man giving God a blessing or God giving man a blessing. It does mean an abundance of good. But when I give a blessing to God, I'm not giving him that good. I'm just saying that he is the source of that blessing. He is blessed. He is good. Rav Soloveitchik, in a beautiful article named Habrachot BaYahadut, in his book Yemei Zikaron, discusses this idea of the bracha at length. He too is bothered by the idea of a barbanel, that a word can have such different meanings depending on who the actor is. And so he suggests that if we really want to understand what the word bracha means and what it means to bless God, one must look at how the root is used throughout Tanakh. He notes that the context of almost all of the brachot of Sefer Bereishit is pruvu. People are being blessed with progeny to be fruitful. Time and time again throughout Sefer Bereishit, we have the birds and we have the people all being blessed. You should be fruitful and multiply. Avram is blessed, you shall have seed. Yitzchak and Yaakov are blessed, they should have seed. Almost all of the brachot, almost all of the blessings have something to do with creation, with pru or vu. And he wonders, why is that? What does that tell us about what a bracha means? He says, if in Tanakh, a bracha is the ability for a male and female to meet and bear offspring, that means that a bracha is somehow always connected to a day. He says, somehow a bracha is this meeting of male and female. With every coupling, he points out, there is both an influencer and an influenced, a giver and a receiver, a creator and a created, or what we might call a male in quotes and a female in quotes. And he says, every individual also has these two sides. As the Midrash points out, man was created with two faces, as both male and female, because every person is at once influenced and has the ability to influence others, is both teacher and student. He gives a beautiful example of a classroom setting where he says that naturally when we think of a classroom, we think of the Rebbe, Hayoshev Umelamed Talmidav, the Rebbe who sits in the front of the classroom who's teaching his students, Usfatav notfot lehem divrei Torah v'chachma, his lips spring forth Torah and wisdom. Harei hu hayotzer, we think of him as a creator, as a quote-unquote male, haduchra, the zachar. V'ilu tamidav ha-makshivim, but the students who are listening in the rest of the classroom, heim hanukva, we think of them as the nekeva, the female, the receiver. They are being influenced by the teacher. He says, but what happens? Hinei lefeta kam tamid ba'al rosh memulach v'charif v'sho'el she'la lefnei rabo. He says, but suddenly in the middle of the class, a student, a sharp student, gets up and he has a question before his teacher. Hari she'elato ma'oret et chashivato shel rabo. And his question makes his Rebbe think. Ad she'machshvotav matrilot lintot l'kivun chadash. And his thoughts start to go in a different direction than they had been originally. V'or chadash me'ir al pnei ha-Rebbe. And a light comes on top of this Rebbe. Hatamid hitil b'rabo gar'in katan. This student placed in him this small little seed, shelefamim oseh pri, which sometimes will then sprout forth into a fruit. U'mepateach l'perach nadar, and might develop into a beautiful flower. V'harei az mitchalfim b'neihem hatafkidim, and then at that moment, their tasks have been switched. Hatzamid, the student, Hanar Hatzair, that young youth, Baal ha'inayim ha'shchalot, with those black eyes, haba'at panim shel sakunut, that curious look on its face, niyeh b'chinat duchra ha'mashbiya. All of a sudden, he's become the zachar. He's become the male. He's become the influencer. Ve'ilu ha'rebi niyeh lefeta b'chinat nukva. And that teacher, for a moment, has become the nekeva, has become the female, the receiver. So Rav Soloveitchik explains, yes, in every person, there's both a male and female part. There's the ability to give and there's the ability to receive. And no one is always one role or the other. He says, what's a bracha then? If we say a bracha is a coming together of this male and female. He says a bracha, a blessing, is a meriting of this meeting of male and female. Is meriting to be able to influence and be influenced in turn, to both give and receive. He says, a mediocre person can become great if he is blessed with positive surrounding influences. A great person who never is able to take, if he doesn't have those influences, even though he might have the inner abilities to become great, might never sprout and blossom. Perhaps even more importantly, a person who has received and has grown, but does never give, in the eyes of the world at large, is really a nothing. So if a blessing, then, is somehow this ability to give and receive, then what does it mean when applied to God? Hashem, creator of all, we tend to think of as the male par excellence. He is the giver, we are the receiver. Yet, God at the same time is also called the Shekhinah. He's also called a kala, a bride. God can be female. He can be a receiver. But how? So the Rav said that there's one aspect of God which actually is in the hands of humans. Even though we tend to think that God has to be the male par excellence, he's the one always influencing, what could he possibly receive? Rav Soloveitchik says there actually is one thing that God can't do on his own. And that is what we call Giloi Shekhinah, the revelation of God. God could be there, but if we don't see him, then he's not revealed. The revelation of God is in our hands. It is our duty to bring Hashem out. And so Rav Soloveitchik suggests that by recognizing Hashem in nature, we are able actually to give God something. We're giving him recognition. And thus, what does it mean to make a bracha? It means to proclaim that we recognize God. By making a bracha, by making a blessing before I eat an apple, I am proclaiming to the world that God created that apple. When I see some beautiful phenomenon and I make a bracha over it, I'm saying I recognize that God is the creator of the universe. And so, once I do that, there's an element of purvu, because the meriting of someone being able to both influence and be influenced means that there's more in the world. So what does it mean by God? There's more of God in the world if God is recognized. If I go and say a bracha out loud, I am quote-unquote spreading God. Just like a person who was able to learn from somebody else and then give over what he learned, he's increasing knowledge in the world, he's doing a pruervu, he's doing some sort of creation, so too by God. If one makes a blessing to God and blesses God actively, he's recognizing God and thereby spreading God. Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of God, the Rav says, starts with us. And so the Rav comes to the conclusion, yes, a bracha is always the same thing. Whether it's man to God or God to man, it is a meriting of giving and receiving that somehow increases the good in the world. I want to end with one last source, which goes perhaps even further than the Rav in suggesting that we can somehow influence Hashem, that we can somehow give to God. And it actually suggests that one can actively bless God. It's a very powerful passage from the Masechet Brachot, from the Tractate of Brachot, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph on page 7, where it talks about the high priest entering the Holy of Holies. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha says, Pam achat nichnasti lahaktir kitoret lifnai v'lifnim. One time, I entered to go and bring an incense in the innermost of holies into the Kodesh HaKadashim. V'ra'iti akatri kelya Hashem tzvakot shoyoshev akisei ram v'nisa. And when he went into the Kodesh HaKadashim, when he went into the Holy of Holies, he actually saw God sitting on a throne inside. V'amarli, Yishmael b'ni, barcheini. And Yishmael ben Elisha tells us that when he went inside and he saw God, God spoke to him. And what did God say? He said, give me a bracha. Give me a blessing. Amarti lo, I told him, Yehi ratzon milfanecha, sheyechbeshu rachamecha et kaatzcha, may it be your will that your mercy should conquer your anger, v'yagolu rachamecha amidotecha, and that your attribute of mercy should come to the fore, v'tineheg im banecha b'midat harachamim, and you should always treat your children with the attribute of mercy, v'tikanes lehem lefnim mishurat adin, and go beyond the line of justice, v'nianali b'roshel. And upon hearing that blessing, God nodded at me. The Gemara ends, the Kamash Milan Shalot Tehei Bracha Hedyot Kala Beinecha. This teaches us that the bracha of anyone, even someone who you deem as simple, should not be simple in your eyes. Because even a human can bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can bless God. The Bavli here perhaps goes the furthest in suggesting that yes, there's such a thing as blessing God, that somehow I can go and say something to Hashem and it can actually influence him. In some ways, what the Bavli is suggesting is that of the three understandings of bracha that we saw in Abarbanel, that when a man blesses God, it's actually just like when a man blesses another man, in the sense that what you're doing is praying. But you're not praying that God should give something to man as much as that you're praying that God should do something in himself. And in this case, the bracha that Rabbi Yishmael gave Hashem was that Hashem should make sure that he strengthens his attributes of mercy. So as we end, I would like to give a bracha to all of you, that you merit the bracha spoken of Rav Soloveitchik, to both be an influencer and one who influences, and that we should all find that we can actively give brachot to others, and even perhaps to bless Hashem to do all that's good for Klal Yisrael. With a bracha of Shabbat Shalom.
Thanks, Neima. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.